insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
All glory and honor goes to the true and living God, for truly He is worthy to be praised. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we come before you just to say thank you. But God, first of all, we want to ask that you will forgive us for everything that we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. Father God, we don't want anything to hinder us from getting into the presence of God. Because in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. In the presence of God, there is healing, deliverance, oh God, but most of all, salvation. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way. Father God, I cannot do nothing without you, but with you, I can do all things. Take complete control in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, I will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your name. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, would you please turn it to 1 Timothy 6th chapter and the 12th verse. That's 1 Timothy 6th chapter and the 12th verse. And it reads as follows. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. There are things that you might be believing God for, and you know God has planted those seeds. The start may be exciting, and the end will be very rewarding. But the truth is, the middle can be messy. The middle can be distraction. The middle can be so chaotic until you don't know which way is up and which way is down. But in the same way, we all are in the middle. We are all on a journey. You know, God gave you a promise, but every circumstance says the opposite. Over time, it's so easy to give up and think, there are too many challenges in my way. It's never going to happen. But God always gives us an answer. He will teach us how and what to do in the middle. How to deal with the mess in the middle. You see, we have the beginning, which we are excited. Some of us should. But then we're on this journey. But there's mess in the middle. But then at the end, we will be happy. So the Lord is teaching us to fight the good fight of faith. And fighting the good fight of faith involves running from sin and pursuing things such as righteousness, faith, love, endurance. Basically, the fruits of the Spirit. Fighting the good fight of faith is about making a choice to pursue God's will and live a life of faith on a daily basis. To fight the good fight of faith means that we abide in the Word of God by faith, that we believe what the Word says, regardless of how we feel, what we feel, and what we think, and also, even though we may not understand everything, we still got to hold on by faith. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. When you study the heroes of faith, one thing you will find out among them is that they had faith in the middle. Now here, the Lord is trying to teach us how to have faith in the middle. Because at the beginning, when that we are assigned the assignment, or when we are planting a seed, we know what the word says at the beginning, that now you are seeing that at the end, I'm going to reap my harvest. At the end, I will be successful at the assignment. I am hyped up at the beginning, but then as I continue this journey, continue this walk of faith, I come to notice there are challenges. I come to know that I have roadblocks in the way. I come to know there is a lot of mess in the middle. But God is going to get ready to teach you how to have faith in the middle. You have faith at the beginning, but then your faith seems to weaken once that you is in the middle of it. So when the promise seems so impossible, now we talk about the heroes of faith. They kept moving forward, knowing it was part of the process. See, God is trying to teach you to keep the same faith or just come up a little bit higher once you continue to walk on. Somebody better get this. Don't allow the mess in the middle to cause you to sink into quicksand. Don't allow the mess in the middle to make you become stagnated. Hey, come to the old boat shot. Don't allow the mess in the middle to make you miss the promise of God. It's only a process. It is part of the process. The mess in the middle is there to push you forward, not pull you back. Hey, come to the old boat shot. The mess in the middle is there to strengthen your walk. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. But it's one thing about the heroes of faith. They refuse to surrender to the trials or the dark places they had encountered. You cannot surrender. You cannot throw in the towel. You got to keep on. You can't give up. Child of God, no matter what it looks like, child of God, no matter what it feels like, child of God, no matter how they talk about you and lie on you, you can't give up. You must fight the good fight of faith. Hold on to what God told you at the beginning. Because as you travel along, those very same words, will come back to your memory. That's why it's very important to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost will bring everything back to your remembrance. Ooh, God. The Holy Ghost, it will encourage you. The Holy Ghost will give you the strength that you need to go on this journey. The heroes of faith refused to surrender to the trials and to the dark places. And that's what the enemy wants you to do, huh? He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to say, you can't do this, No, you can't do it. But you know you can do all things through Christ which also strengthens you. So you cannot do anything without the strength of Christ. Oh, Jesus, my God. Yes. They had their moments. And yes, you're going to have your moments. You're going to have your times to where you say, God, I can't do this. I give up. But that's when you are total dependent on God. When you say, I can't do this no more, God. God say, okay, you can't do it. Now I fist to come in now. You recognize you can't do this. So then I fix to do it for you. Ooh, come on here. That's what God wants, people of God. Total dependency. Yes, Lord. And at times, worry will come. Fear would come. And doubt would come. But they didn't allow it to stay. Yes. Worry is going to come. Doubt is going to come. But you don't allow it to stay. We're going back to the word of God. What did the word of God say about worry? What did the word of God say about doubt and fear? Come on. You got to learn how to activate that word. You got to learn how to use that word for your advantage. Shande. God, I thank you. But they stirred their faith back up. They did not allow the situations and the trials that came up against them. They did not allow it to knock their faith. They allow it to stir up their faith and believe that the promise would happen. That's what you got to do. God has you in a place now. You got to stir up your faith. It is time out for talking now, people of God. You have to activate that faith. Faith is action. Show God what you're working with. And believe that the promise will happen. Now, do your part. Do your part. And that's what they did. They did their part. And they had faith in the middle. This is how you can have faith in the middle. You cannot have to accept mess in the middle. God just told you how to have faith in the middle instead of mess to get you to the end. To get you to where he wants you to get to, because the enemy don't want you to get to that place God has for you. Sometimes that mess in the middle will show you what is hindering you. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. It will show you the people that are hindering you from getting to where God wants you to get to. If they don't want to go higher, people of God, you're going to have to cut them off. In this season, everybody can't go where God is taking you. This is a divine season where God is taking those who want to go higher. He is honoring their request. And everybody don't want to go high, but they want to keep you at their level. Come on here, somebody. Hey, come to the elbow shot. That's when you would discover what is hindering you in with the mess in the middle. But God said, huh, you're the elbow shot. Overcome that with the word of God. Fight the good fight of faith. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are with us through every difficulty and challenge we go through. Thank you for the promises you have given us for our journey, and that you are working behind the scenes for our good right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we will have faith in the middle. We will see what you see. In the middle. Hey, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the revelation and the knowledge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, remember to go to my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com, because I have written many books. And please purchase one for your library. Until we meet again, remember, I love you. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164, or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
Hello, Louisiana. This is Dr. Gary Jones, CEO of Vantage Health Plan. Back in 1994, I started Vantage with a group of local doctors who believe that patient health, your health,